This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Friday morning, MP on the mic. What's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Football's here. Let's go. Always a fun time of year to have a football Friday. Get you ready for the games. Get you ready for everything you'll be hearing this weekend. And we can sneak in a little bonus baseball today as well. Let me tell you about our guests. You're probably familiar with them. Gary Hess joins us at 10:15. He does the high school football game of the week. Battle of Chester tonight. Thomas Dale and L.C. Bird. Battle of Chester. Ah, that's a good one. Throw out the records when those teams play each other. You wouldn't want to tonight, though, because they are both top 10 teams in the CBS 6-9-10 The Fan Coaches Poll. That'll be on 1140 WRVA tonight. Gary Hess and Coach Chris will get us ready for that in 15 minutes. Parney joins us at 11. If you're not from Richmond, that may not ring a bell. If you're from Richmond, no explanation needed. He's Parney. Tonight at 5 o'clock, they're going to take shovels. They're going to put them in the dirt, and they're going to shovel that dirt right next to the diamond, where they're going to build a brand spanking new baseball stadium. They announced that this week. CarMax Park put out the renderings, put out the drawings, put out the time frames. It was a good week for our guy, Parney. He joins us at 11. I'm sure he'll have some football picks, too, but a celebratory week for him. We'll cap off a great week for City of Richmond baseball fans who finally have a new home after years and years of wandering in that wilderness. So tons of fun there. We're not going to get to the bottom of whatever this tractor trailer was that flipped yesterday. I'm still mind blown by that. We'll see. Maybe Gary Hess has answers. He's been over in the newsroom for the last 4 hours. Maybe he'll be able to tell us what's going on. Football last night. Get to that in just a second. We'll tell you about the Chiefs and the Ravens and everything going on there. Football Sunday, we'll get you ready for that. I got a couple more NFC predictions to give out. Football Saturday, big game for the Virginia Tech Hokies. Absolute must win to hang on to the momentum they carried all season long in front of a sold-out home crowd. 4:30 tomorrow in Blacksburg right here on The Fan. Big game for UVA playing with house money down at Wake Forest. We'll see if Anthony Calandria can make an early statement win for the Hoos as they try to build up their record ahead of a really tough late stretch. But they looked impressive last week against Richmond. See if they can carry that over against an ACC foe. Football tonight, though, I'm very much on record of a couple things. One, I like the international games. I think that's fun, the flair, the flavor, all that. Two, I don't like Friday night NFL football. I'm a hard no on Friday night NFL football. It belongs to high schools. You need to let it belong to high schools. You need to be part of a greater ecosystem here. They're going to fight with colleges over Saturdays in late December with these playoff games, the college playoff games. Give college Saturday, give high school Friday, and let's line them up on Sunday, 1 o'clock. That's a traditional football time and play. That said, I'm pumped for this one. I think this is a great game. Eagles and the Packers, I think both teams have incredibly juicy storylines coming into this one. Darius Slay is participating in tonight's football game. Look, it's Brazil. This is a new one. Now, the upside of Brazil is you stay in the same time zone. So, you know, you go to London, you go to Tokyo, you go to these places, you got to adapt. You're playing at different body clock times. You don't have that in Brazil. They're just playing tonight in Brazil like they would play a game normally tonight. The first time, this was Mexico City, too. They played the games in Mexico City. Same time zone. You got an American-ish audience, and you can put it on TV in primetime. For the Mexico City games, the first couple times they went, they locked it down hard. They didn't let the play. There was hotel, game, home. They've eased that up over time. They're doing that tonight in Brazil. The players aren't allowed out of the hotel. Here's Darius Slay telling us about NFL football in Brazil, what this is like for the players.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But, man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And, like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is, like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because, like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5-hour flight. So I don't have no intentions on doing nothing. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything. But they said, yeah, man, it's going to be pretty crazy down there. You know, the police said they're going to be, you know, try to be the best they could possibly be, the top flight security of the world, Craig. You know what I'm saying? So we hope for that, man. But I do go down there to come down there with a win.
Top flight security of the world. Number one, nobody more secure than Darius Slay down there in Brazil tonight. Bad news for my guy. That's a 12-hour flight. That's not a 9.5-hour flight. Have fun. Have fun with that. Do the Russell Wilson leg kicks in the aisle. It's a long one. It makes sense from the NFL's perspective. They got to figure out how to grow these organically. I think over time, they'll ease up. It'll become more of a thing. But from the player perspective, certainly, yeah, they're not bringing their families down to Brazil. I think it's probably a little overrated. Oh my gosh, somebody's going to get mugged or kidnapped. They're all traveling with very immense security, I would imagine, and they're probably not staying in the favelas in Brazil. They're probably going to be all right. They had an Olympics there. They can do things in Brazil. So there's more countries than just America in the world. But it's a fun football game, and anytime you move one of these internationally, you say, like, will that detract from the quality of the football tonight? Will all this prep and the flight detract from the quality of football? Because this has a potential to be a really good game. No potential last night. It just was a good game. Had the lightning delay. Didn't wrap up until about midnight. Xavier Worthy. Here's the thing. Buffalo. I want to talk to Buffalo for a minute. Buffalo. You traded a draft pick to the Kansas City Chiefs a few years ago. That's not a big deal. Teams trade draft picks all the time. They took Patrick Mahomes with that draft pick. All right. Maybe that's a miss by you guys. This past year in the draft, the Chiefs really need a wide receiver. I think everybody saw that all last year. You're on the clock. Y'all need a wide receiver. Stephon Diggs left. And instead, you trade the draft pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. They took a wide receiver. And it turns out he's pretty good. Here's Xavier Worthy. 2 touchdowns last night. This one, the second, his first NFL receiving touchdown.
Now sprints in motion to the right flat. Mahomes will throw it right sideline, wide open, with the catch. Xavier Worthy, 10-5, touchdown! Kansas City, Xavier Worthy, the second time in the end zone in the first game of his career. A 35-yard strike by Mahomes to the Chiefs' first-round draft pick.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would have wanted to see that in Buffalo. That's not, no, just fastest guy in NFL combine history. Yeah, probably not missing out on anything there. We'll hear from the players later, but here's how it ended. It ended with instant replay review, the most thrilling of all possible end games.
And we see it, and the toe, no, he's out of bounds. That's by a toenail.
And the clock expired as well.
So this would end the game if they ruled this an incompletion.
The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass.
The game is over.
Sean Hockley, I've never loved you more, brother. Incomplete, and Kansas City wins this game by a toenail. And Kansas City wins it 27-20.
It's an interesting thing because I'm known for very few things. I don't give out a lot of hot takes on this program. But when I do, one of them that I give out very regularly, I hate instant replay with a burning passion. It takes the fun out of the moment. He makes a great catch in the end zone. Hang on, everybody. Hang on. You know, the ref said touchdown right there. But I'm also known as somebody who is from the great state of Kansas, and I do root for the teams there. And so, of course, my phone blows up. What do you think about replay now? You gave your team a victory. And this is an easy one. I still hate it. Look, if you get rid of instant replay, sometimes calls are going to be wrong. And that's part of the game. And that's part of the fun of the game. It's more fun to react in the moment than it is to spend. And they did this one quickly. I'll give them credit for that. The Sunday Night Football crew, very good. They did it quickly, which is one of my big objections about replay that takes forever. They did it quickly. They got to the bottom of it. I appreciated that. But it robs us of the moment when they do make a great catch. Was it in USC LSU the other night? The kid makes the catch of the year, and then we go to commercial, and we got to hear from Dr. Pepper for 3 minutes while we wait to see if it's a catch. Like, am I happy or am I not happy? Is it an amazing football player? Let's just all sit around and find out. So, no, I have my loyalties. I'm happy my team won last night, for sure. Patrick Mahomes, pretty good at football, it turns out. But I'm still anti-replay. I'm not backing off of that. Also, very pro Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, one of the top 10 quarterbacks in football, and I don't think he's 8, 9, or 10 either. He's really good. He missed a couple throws late, and it just shows. I mean, the Mahomes stats are so crazy that Mahomes, 2 minutes left in the game, if it's a one-score game, he's going to win it. Everybody else is 50-50 in that situation. Not Mahomes. 7 for 7 in the playoffs, game-winning drives when down by one score. Nobody else is even close to that. Brady was 50%. Everybody else is 50%. Your mortals are 30%, 35%. Mahomes 100% in the postseason. Look, Lamar's good. That team needs to give him some help. He can't run it that much, get beat up that much every week. He's not going to sustain a long season like that. That's the second-best team and they were last season, and I think they certainly have the potential to be this year. We'll hear from all the players. We'll hear the post-game takes. But right now, we'll step aside because we've got to make room for Gary Hess. It's the Battle of Chester tonight. We'll hear all about it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1. Friday morning, MP on the mic, and we can do it. We can bring back the Gary Hess sounder because there's football tonight.
It's time for some Friday fun with 910 The Fan sports director Gary Hess.
Hi. You get good games every week. It's the game.
Not every week. We get good games on paper.
You get good
week.
Games on paper every week. It's game of the week. It's supposed to be a good game. It feels your cup is especially runneth over so far this year. Battle of Chester tonight, and you could throw out the records when those teams meet. But
and
I don't
all
know
other, and all other appropriate cliches.
I don't know why you'd want to though, because they're both pretty dang good.
Right. If you look at our poll this week, they're third and fifth.
That's not bad.
So that adds a little. But you know, I was talking to both coaches yesterday, and I used the phrase, "Things are just cut a little different in Southern Chesterfield. They love their football." And, you know, Matt Bland's the new head coach at LC Byrd. Talked to him yesterday, you know, and I've been teasing him about getting the band back together. All the old Byrd guys have come back. And it's like they're old school, man. They still yell at their kids and tough love and Kevin Tucker is too. So it is, it's an interesting bunch. And I don't mean that. When I say cut a little different, I'm not being critical.
No.
I'm saying they're just – football's just important.
It means – the winner of tonight's game – that whatever the rest of the season happens, and I think they'll both be pretty good the rest of the way, they will talk about this win.
Right, and this is one and done because Thomas Dale's in six and Bird's in five, so they won't see each other in the playoffs.
They don't circle back.
Right.
Next Thursday, I'll be out there as they induct Vic Williams into the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk with J.C. Palma yesterday in an interview that'll air at halftime tonight.
Former 910
former
the fan
intrepid,
correspondent.
910 high school game of the week correspondent, yes.
Among others. He also played football at UVA, but mainly
and Henrico High School.
Mainly the correspondent.
Right. I was like, I hope that's at the top spot on your resume.
I don't see how it couldn't be.
JC's a great guy. Anyway, got a chance to talk with him about the event and about the Hall of Fame and the process, but kind of more importantly, zeroed in on Vic Williams and James Ferrier and Ken Oxendine for obvious reasons. So,
yep.
So that'll air at halftime tonight, and that's going to be exciting for you guys next Thursday night.
ChesterfieldSportsHOF.com. Tickets are still available. We're going to have a really fun night out there honoring the best.
Everybody's going to have fun, get to induct great guys and great people, and you get to experience the greatness that is Michael Phillips' MC skills.
I gotta write out some jokes. We'll have a little monologue. Micah Bam Bam White's there, the funniest volleyball coach in the area, and we'll have a little comedy hour, and we'll turn it poignant, and we'll do all the things.
There you go. That's what you got to do. Do all the things.
Any other games we need to watch out for tonight, Gary?
I think the other game I really got my eye on is Phoebus at Highland Springs. Highland Springs, rightfully number one in our poll. Phoebus, the reigning Division IV state champs from down in Hampton. The first of two straight weeks for the Springers where it's 757 against 804.
Not schlubs from the 757 either.
It's like we're going to play the reigning Division IV state champ as a warm-up for our game against the reigning Division V state champ. So, and, of course, Highland Springs went down there and lost to Maury last year. But that's next week. Phoebus tonight, that should be fascinating. The other storyline with that game is, with a win tonight, Lauren Johnson will be up to 199 in the win list, which means the following week, not only is it Highland Springs, Maury, and Clash of the Titans, but Coach Johnson going for 200.
If they lost one of these, I think you could still vote them number one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think this is necessarily, if they lose, they're not the best team.
I mean, especially,
area.
You know, Verina was number two in our poll, the preseason poll, and they lost last week to Indian River in double overtime. Now Dinwiddie's number two. I don't know that Dinwiddie might rise to number one even with a loss. Depending, I mean, if they lost one of those games, not that I'm saying this is going to happen, but if Maury were to beat them next week, say 35-7,
a lot of hypotheticals.
I doubt they would be number one.
A lot of hypotheticals.
Right.
It's also like Dinwiddie's, it's always hard for Dinwiddie to get their love because of their location. That kid's so good, and that's the senior season storyline. Like, that's a year down there.
Here's the thing. Dinwiddie will get its love eventually down the road of the season because of the Central District. Batoica's on the schedule. Thomas Dale's on the schedule. So, you know, they have a hard time getting really good games. They play GW Danville, which is a storied program, but not a very good team the last few years, North Stafford. So, you know, people, you know, don't want to do home and homes with Dinwiddie because it involves a trip to Dinwiddie. So, but, you know, we love doing games at Dinwiddie. One of the games where Stubb filled in last year producing for us, he got to go to Dinwiddie and he got to learn about the hospitality of the folks in Dinwiddie. It's that and the Cannon, it's a little different down there.
They're cut different down there as well.
Cut different. It's just like go to Southern Chesterfield and just keep going.
I was reminded of L.C. Bird last night during the Ravens-Chiefs game. The Ravens kept getting flagged for misaligning the tackle. He was too far back. And Harbaugh essentially is saying, he's good, y'all are wrong. Tells him, keep lining up there, dare them to keep calling it. You know where this is headed, the great L.C. Bird teams. Hold on every play, dare them to call it.
That is classic L.C. Bird.
Yeah.
And
not modern, but...
No,
but vintage.
But they have gotten the band back together, so maybe they'll start coaching that again. I don't know. But Bird is in Thomas Dale's joining in the club. Now, I don't know how many of them were holding penalties, but Bird beat Cosby last week 52-8 to open the season. But that did not keep the Knights from having 15 penalties called on them.
Woo!
So there's that.
There's always a lot to clean up in week one.
Yes.
Any level of football.
Yes, I hear that the greatest improvement is from week one to week two.
That man, throw the records out when Gary and MP get together and make some radio. Thomas Dale obviously had that series for so long. Bird had their run of dominance. It's fun to hit this moment in time where they're both really good.
Right, and you know, and it's been, I think, five in a row for Dale now, so it is, Bird's like, hey, we're due, we're back, you know, and, you know, I think tonight should be a fascinating game as to how it unfolds. Also, I think it's going to be fascinating to see with Jason Wright at quarterback there now, if the Skyhawks have discovered this modern invention known as the forward pass.
Ooh, boy, take off the leather helmets. We're playing forward pass football tonight
on
the fan.
We'll see.
never any promises. All right, we bring Gary Hess up here on Fridays. I appreciate that you want to talk about football. That's not what I want to talk about this morning. You've been in the newsroom for the last 4 hours.
I have.
This thing yesterday, which I'm sure you saw, the tractor trailer smashed into the road direction sign vertically on I-64.
Right.
And look, we're not throwing people under the bus. We're just reading what's written here on the piece of paper. This is Channel 12. They're on your side.
So I've heard.
We're still investigating as to what led up to the truck hitting the sign, said Matt Demline, spokesperson for the Virginia State Police.
A guy we both know.
A guy formerly of WRVA. Have we gotten to the bottom of what happened here, Gary? Because I got to know how this truck hit this sign.
Well, it's like John asked me this morning. He said, did he know whatever was on his truck was raised? And I'm like, well, I can only imagine that if he knew, it wouldn't have happened, because I don't think the guy wanted to knock down the interstate sign. And I don't know that to be sure, but you know, I would have think if he'd have wanted to do it, since it's separated from the cab of the truck, he'd have just kept going.
Matt Demline, you know, he's the right guy on the scene here, just the facts. I need some more facts, though, Gary. I need to know how this truck got vertical on Highway 64.
I really, you know, when I first saw it from afar, I almost thought it was like one of those fire trucks with the extension ladder.
Absolutely.
That had forgotten to put the extension ladder down.
Yep.
And then I was like, no, that's not a ladder. That's a truck bed. What? So who knows? I don't know.
Well, I need you to stay
What's
on
What's interesting
this,
is
on behalf
that's
of the Odyssey
right there
family.
By the way station.
Yeah.
Where the trucks have to pull over.
Matt Demline, spokesperson for Virginia State Police, said the truck did pull into the way station.
Oh, he did say that.
Yeah. So the truck did weigh it. There was nothing in the back of the truck. So,
right.
But
yeah, I knew that.
Presumably, the lid was down at the way station.
Did they make him check to raise the lid? You know, raise the lid so we can see under? I don't know.
We got a lot of questions. We got our guy, though. I need answers.
Okay.
He's a Mizzou guy, but he's all right for a Mizzou guy.
Okay. For a Mizzou guy.
For a Mizzou guy, yeah. We got the college rivalry between us.
Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm aware. I've heard about that a few times.
A few times.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Yes, I may have heard your name referenced with a word in between the two names.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
We have a new news director, though.
We do.
Downstairs.
Yes.
At WRVA.
Yes, we do.
Yes. So we're excited about that.
Yes, we are.
Excellent.
Yeah. For those who have been around the market for a while, you may remember Charles Pyle from his days on 12 on your side. And
they're on your side, Gary.
That's right. That's what I hear.
The other one works for you. One of them's on your side. One of them works for you.
Right.
And there's another one, too.
And then there's another one. Oh my gosh, that's just too funny. And yeah, then there's another one. So yes, we have a new news director, so I've heard. So he is going through like all the stuff in the office that Matt never messed with, like that was from the 1970s.
It's an archaeological dig down there.
Yes, you know, the dust, you just have to, you know, like cover your mouth when you walk by, because the dust particles have been stirred up.
Gary Hess, Coach Chris, 1140 WRVA, Battle of Chester.
One quick correction. We are split signal tonight. We're on 96.1 only tonight.
96.1 in crystal clear FM.
Because the 1140 signal gets the festivities from Sao Paulo. Oh, with the Eagles and the Packers.
Dang, 11:40 for that. 9:10 for Squirrels baseball.
And 96.1 for the Battle of Chester.
Big night.
6:30. Coach Chris, G. Hess, and stuff.
Warm up your presets here, because we got a great night of sports coming.
Button pushing.
Have a great call.
Have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you next week. Gary Hess, everybody. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
It's less than 12 hours to kick off, so it's time for the pregame show with the Czar. Sports Radio 910 Sports Director Gary Hess.
This is why we do this. It's a football weekend. This is why we do the summer shows. This is why we slog through May and June. And this is why we do breakdancing takes from the Olympics to get to this moment. Triple dip. High school, college, pro, we're doing it all for the first time this weekend. And don't tell me preseason football counts, because I was very adamant in the moment that preseason football did not count. That will forever be one of my stances. College takes a step back this weekend. The games are always so good opening weekend. Step back. I think you've got two intriguing matchups in the state this morning, or in the state on Saturday, tomorrow, whenever. Whenever they play college football. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's when they play college football. 4:30. Virginia Tech and Marshall. Tech's got to win. Look, we can break down the X's and O's. And we can break down that last year, Marshall was the more physical team at the point of attack, right? And that's something they'll have to fix this year, obviously, if they want to win. We can break down that Tech's a 20-point favorite. That's because of Kyren Drones. He's back. He looked good last week when they let him throw the ball downfield. We can break down why is it that coaches don't trust their quarterbacks to throw the ball downfield in week one. Cough, cough, Lamar Jackson. When he did it, good things happened. And then you got him throwing these dinky screen passes. Trust the guy. Kyren Drones didn't get trusted last week to run the innovative Tech offense we saw at the end last year. We can break it all down. And we do break it all down. We get all week to break it all down. What you need to know is people were friggin' excited about the Virginia Tech Hokies this year. Brent Pry was doing his thing. He had the lovable Marlboro Man voice. Hokie football, Brent Pry, let's go. Oh, man, as a dude, I want to go have a beer with him in Blacksburg. Let's go. That lasts until that doesn't last anymore. And what you need to know about Saturday is the good times quit rolling if they don't take care of business against Marshall. Because a lot of those good vibes were about a winnable non-conference slate, and tomorrow's game's very winnable. Look, the point spread's not everything, but when the point spread is 20, it's something. It tells you who the favorite is, for sure, a 20-point spread. It's when you get to, hey, this is... You know, this is where you're favored. You're at home, and you've got the talent you want to have. Nobody's ever going to have the exact roster they want, but this was a pretty darn close to a best case outcome for the Hokies this year with the portal. You got to take care of business, and you got to win the football game. Those are the rules. UVA, little house money down there in Winston-Salem, playing Wake Forest. Wake Forest favored by 2, which tells you this would be a close one. Wake's not, this isn't vintage Wake. Dave Clawson, we love Dave Clawson around here, of course, built the team that eventually, under Mike London, won the Natty at UR, has had great success in his career climbing since then. He's always got them ready to play down there at Wake. They have beautiful facilities. They got more money than they know what to do with. They got the cigarette money down there, the Reynolds money. So they got more money than they know what to do with. They use it building nice facilities. Beautiful place to play college football. If UVA wins, we change the UVA conversation, right? That's why they play the games. If UVA wins, we say, okay, could this team start 3-0, 4-0? Is a Maryland win in play? Is a win at Coastal in play? You're looking at potentially 3-1, and we talk differently about 3-1 teams than we do, you know, teams that don't have a lot of hope coming into the season or picked next to last in the ACC. If they lose, it's business as usual. You don't hold it against him. But I think I loved what I saw from Anthony Calandria last week. The kid is mobile. He's versatile. He kept his eyes downfield while he was scrambling. He released some darts. Turnovers are going to be the name of the game tomorrow. He's got to cut back on them. He did in week one. That was a difference maker against Richmond. We'll see what happens. High school football tonight right here on... they're on 96.1. That's the WRVA FM signal. We'll get this right eventually. 96.1, Battle of Chester, Thomas Dale, LC Bird. I will never say it normally. You will never catch me saying it normally. I'm never going to do that because it means something. This is a big one. Other games on the slate, deep run at Atlee, Henrico, Hermitage. We mentioned with Gary Hess, Phoebus at Highland Springs, Battle of State Champs. This is kind of the warm-up round for Highland Springs, but when you face a state champ, there's no such thing as an easy game. Patrick Henry's at Mills Godwin, Hanover Monacan, Mechanicsville Powhatan, Douglas Freeman at James River, Prince George at Midlow, Petersburg at Armstrong tonight. Collegiate at Goochland, that'll be a fun one as well out there, Battle of the far west end teams. There's probably a phrase for that. It's not Short Bump, it's not Goochland, it's the far west end. It's not near, it's far. Richmond School for the Arts takes on John Marshall. That's the one I'm not used to yet. I think I can say George Wythe. I mean, if I do it in the run of flow, it's like, okay, you're making a statement, but nobody knows what the Richmond School for the Arts is. That's going to take a while to stick. The only way that works is if they lean 1,000% into that and the helmets like have a paint palette design on them. Maybe one of those like Starry Night Van Gogh uniforms. Right, I know where they can get some at the Lidl and Short Pump. One of those, they were like, you got to lean all the way into that. If you just stick with Bulldogs, that's going to take a while to stick.
Yeah.
That's going to take a while to stick. John Marshall, the Justices, we know them.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
4:45 early start out there at JM. And of course, NFL football on Sunday. We'll get you ready for that throughout the show. Party time on the other side of the break. Some news from YouTube TV. This is big news for those of us who enjoy football. The Sunday Ticket, where you can watch all the games. They have the quad box where you can put four games on your TV at the same time. But last year, they picked the four.
Oh.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that takes away the
benefit. You've identified the issue here. This year, you get to pick the four.
Oh.
Big step forward. They haven't done it for college yet, though. Apparently, it's logistically complicated. I don't know. If we could get this for college, though, that'd be great. Because the other day they had the quad. Tech was in it. But the other game I wanted to watch was on a different quad box. You can see first world problems. But you can see how this is an issue here.
You have to switch to a full other quad box?
Yeah. Right. So the thing that gets me about... This is the time of year where everybody comes out and gripes. You have to have streaming to see the games. Tonight's game's on Peacock. You got to buy all these services. It's so expensive to watch NFL football. It used to be free. And here's the thing. You used to get two games. And you could still get two games for free. They still put two games on for free every week. You could still watch the Commanders for free. Anytime you want to. They'll be on Fox. Sunday, 4:25. You never got to watch those other games back in the day. Now you can watch them in exchange for money. That's how capitalism works. The NFL's very good at it. They're down there trying to get Brazilian money right now. That's how much they enjoy money. If you want to watch a Brazil game, you got to have Peacock. Yeah. You know what we wouldn't have seen normally? That game. Because it would have been on when the Commanders were on, and we wouldn't have seen it. There's still the exact same amount of free football available to you. It's just now also you can pay and watch more football. I got no problems with that. I think the NFL's done a very good job of keeping the core product. 1 o'clock on Sundays, it's a great time. Kids can watch, adults can watch. Nobody's doing anything Sunday afternoon. I don't like Friday nights. Thursday night just doesn't have the same cachet. But the core product is still really, really good. And it's still available for free. And if you want to buy Red Zone, Red Zone's awesome. And you can buy it. I watch it on Adam's 82-inch TV, which I got.
I know who's super psyched about picking his own games this
picking
weekend.
His quad box. I know a guy who's going to pick a quad box. Absolutely. Let's do a little Parney time. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. It's Friday. It's 11 o'clock. We're excited to do it. It's a big weekend. Football's back, obviously. But tonight is a really, really big night, and I can think of no better way to kick it off than with a little Parney time.
All right, everybody. It is finally that time. It's time for Parney time.
Groundbreaking for the new stadium tonight. Our guy Parney from the Richmond Flying Squirrels on the line. Parney, dude, I'm excited. I can only imagine how excited you are.
Bro, I'm still loving the Parney time intro you got for me on the MP on the Mic show. Like, that's one of my career highlights right now.
We do it right.
Yeah. So I was just still at the house, and I was just talking to Tanya about today, and sent out a little tweet. And it's going to be hard not to get emotional. I got emotional Wednesday when we named the new park CarMax Park, and that was certainly a historic day. But you know, just so many memories of so many meetings and so many times when Lou would call me and say, I don't know if we're going to get this done, Parnstar. I don't know if we're going to get this done. You know, and so it's truly going to be a moment of celebration, not only for our franchise, but more importantly for the people of Richmond and the region of Richmond. And can't wait to get it going. I gotta actually shower and get to the ballpark here pretty soon. I guess I've been working out, and my phone's been blowing up. Here's one thing I wanted to tell you, because you and I are tight, and I think you'll think this is cool. Since Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, I've received almost 100 text messages just from former Flying Squirrels players.
Love it.
I was telling Peter Woodford from MLB yesterday just how, like, you know, the relationships, and, you know, Parney time, as you know, as a pub clubber, Parney time's all about relationships and the relationships that we've built over the last 35 years in minor league baseball and in life. And, you know, for somebody like Spencer Bivens, who was a Squirrel, is now playing for the Giants, he gave up a two-run homer in the game on Wednesday night, and I was watching it in the office. And then, like, 45 minutes later, after the game was over, he sent me a text. Like, I was just like, that's cool. This guy just gave up a bomb on ESPN, and now he's texting us about CarMax Park. So, again, just I'm probably babbling because there's just a lot of emotions running through my body today, but just very grateful and grateful to be in Richmond, man. I mean, it's changed my life. Richmond, Virginia changed my life.
I love that, dude, because the players don't, you know, they move on to other cities, but it's cool that they still feel like they have a stake in this and they're a part of this. And I know there will be a lot of them making their rounds back to CarMax Park when it opens in a couple years and experiencing everything I know the Diamond District will have to offer once you guys get that. You, I loved your one-liner at the presentation Wednesday. Barney gets up, he goes, it says here to provide some brief comments about the journey to get here. How long you got?
Well, I was telling Oppo, Anthony Opperman, as you know, our chief marketing officer, one of my best friends, who's just a great dude and just has had so much to do with the celebration arrangements for this week. And I'm like, man, how in the world did you put brief? Because it's just impossible. And I thought that was really the only way to get out of it was to read that line and say that, because if you were involved in this, and if you've lived in Richmond a long time, like even thinking about, you know, about Tanya, who was born and raised in Richmond, I mean, this I don't want to call it saga because that has negative connotations, but
yeah,
this,
I'm probably gonna call it saga, this ordeal
You know, has lasted over two decades, really, and parts of three decades. So I don't know how you can possibly say a brief summary, because there is no brief summary. But my reaction to that is there's no need to talk about it anymore, man, because it's over with, and now we're looking forward to the next 30-plus years at CarMax Park.
So set the scene here for folks who come out tonight. It's Squirrels baseball as usual, 6:35 first pitch. Team's playing pretty well this week.
Yeah, red hot squirrels.
Red hot flying squirrels. 5 o'clock. What's going to happen at 5 o'clock outside the stadium?
So outside the stadium, CarMax and the Squirrel staff are going to have a fan fest celebration where we'll have food opportunities for people to purchase. We'll have all kinds of games for the kids. There's some CarMax Park giveaways. There's some Groundbreaking Day giveaways. That'll all be happening for the general fan base right there around the entrance from 5 to 6:30. The official groundbreaking ceremony will occur on the site, and that is you know, where Lou, the mayor, and others will officially proclaim the work site open by putting those fancy shovels in the ground. And that'll happen right before 5 o'clock, and then, you know, people that are in that and the general fan base will then proceed to the fan fest over in front of the gate. So general fan base, I just encourage you to get there early tonight, 5 o'clock. There'll be players out there signing autographs. There'll be music. It's going to be really a lot of fun. And once we get the pomp and circumstance and the pictures taken, I look forward to going out and high-fiving some of our fans and celebrating with some of our fans. I know Pelf is interested, a bunch of the players, Andy Thomas, and Carter Howe, who I guess was officially named MVP of the team last night while I was sleeping. Saw that, I think it was an email, unless it was a drafted trade was sending to me, and I just let the cat out of the bag.
No, you're good. John Michael Bertrand, the community player of the year, which was cool for him as well.
Well, yeah, he's one of the nicest players I've ever worked with in 35 years. So different ones of those guys will be out there. And then Benny Rothrock, the COO GM, has arranged for a post-game fireworks show, which is unusual for a Friday. I guess it's Friday, so that means it's Squirrels Happy Hour too, right? So I guess that'll be from either 5 to 7 or 5:30 to 7:30. So there's a big crowd planned to be there. There's a great pre-sale. I mean, this is a historic day in Flying Squirrels history and in Richmond history. So if you got your tickets, get out there early. If you don't have your tickets, go to squirrelsbaseball.com and come. Now, this is going to be one of those days, MP, when you can say, I was at the groundbreaking game, and we're only going to have one chance for this. So I would encourage as many people, especially those who were born and raised in Richmond, to come out and participate in this historic event.
I love it. Get out there to the Diamond tonight, 5 o'clock groundbreaking, 6:35, and watch the red-hot Richmond Flying Squirrels. Parney will be there. Lou will be there. The mayor will be there. All the people. Can we play the Lou clip for Parney, by the way? Because Lou came on the show, and he was pretty fired up. And you know Lou. This is the end of my interview with Lou where I congratulated him on getting the stadium done.
I know you've been working hard for this. Enjoy the day.
I am, and I'm tired, and I'm going to get drunk tonight.
Well, there's the warning to everybody. Honey, Lou was just on the radio saying he was going to get drunk tonight. So bring your asker to the ballpark, sweetheart.
It's a worthy celebration for sure. Parney joins us on Fridays for Parney Time. We can't forget the picks though, because we're on.
Can I say one thing before
of course.
I go to that, MP?
It's Parney Time.
I was on the stage the other day, and right as we were unveiling the logo of CarMax Park, I don't know if you saw it, but I hopped off the stage and hugged Lou because I looked down and everybody was clapping, Peter Woodfork, and everybody was clapping and standing up, and Lou was just crying. And the emotion out of this larger-than-life figure that he is. For those of you that don't know Lou, wouldn't you say that Lou is a larger-than-life figure, MP?
Dude's in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Like, they don't put non-larger-than-life figures in that institution.
Right. Right, exactly. And it was just such a moment for me to realize how, you know, exhausted he is from the last 15 years and just the emotion. He's responsible as the managing partner for all the investors, of all the front office people, of all of the 440,000 fans that'll come to the Diamond this year. And I could just see that elation, exhaustion, and emotion in his face. So I hopped down and gave him a hug. And that's why I had to go back. I just wanted to say that since he just proclaimed that he was getting drunk tonight, that's probably why.
he said that y'all were never going to give up on Richmond, which obviously you can't say that in a negotiation, of course. But I think that's cool, that commitment from a guy who, you mentioned the Flying Squirrels players feeling so good about this. So many people who don't have ties to Richmond who feel really good about everything that's going on here.
Awesome. I had a buddy of mine from Chicago text me this morning, and he's in the sports business also, but he texted me and said, "Parney, I'm a CarMax customer for life since they are the naming rights partner of the new facility." And I thought to myself, "Well, I can't wait to show that text to all the CarMax people today when I get to the ballpark."
Add a couple more zeros.
Picks. Was that good? Was that good last week?
You picked against Dabo Swinney, which was we all saw that one coming, but we'll count it. That was a win for Parney in week 1 of college football. It's time for the pros, though. It's time for the big boys this week. These are harder. You know that. These are always harder to do than the college ones.
Hey, this is a tough week. I mean, I looked at the spread yesterday briefly. And then if you're an eliminator pool and you're a complete degenerate like you and I are, I'm in like two of them.
Yeah.
It is not one of those weeks where you can, when the guy that's running the pool or the girl that's running the pool calls and says, "I need your pick by noon," and you just glance at the odds and just pick somebody that's a 12-point favorite. You can't do that this week because I think the highest spread is 8 points. And there is a ton of spreads that are 3 to 5 points. So it's going to be really interesting, I think, what happens this week. And there's going to be some big surprises. I can't wait to see it. Last night's game literally won or lost by a toe.
It was a thrilling game. Can't touch Patrick Mahomes. He's still the man. He's got a speedy receiver now. I think for me in the survivor pool, it's the Bengals against the Patriots. I just don't think the Patriots are any good. But that's our guy, Jacoby Brissett, who I loved in D.C. at the end of the year last year. I hate doing that to him, but that's all. A lot of people are going Bills against the Cardinals. Cardinals have Kyler Murray back, and I don't trust the Bills coming off of their hangover, a big bad playoff loss.
Well, so I'm in two. I took the Bills in one, and I took the other game you mentioned, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cincinnati in the other one.
There you go. So you hopefully you'll still be standing in at least one of them over the weekend.
Yeah, if you split them up, you know, if the president ain't with the vice president, we still got a leader, baby, so it's all good.
We have a designated survivor football team here for Parney. Monday night, Aaron Rodgers back. The Niners start their run back to the Super Bowl. Niners giving 6.5 to the Jets. You want to put that one on the board here as our Parney time game?
Yeah, and I don't recall where that game is. Can you tell me where
it is? San Francisco.
Okay, so that really means that Vegas or whoever does it now is thinking they're about 3.5 or 4 points better than yep. They're giving them some points, right, for being at home. I thought about this when I was on the Peloton this morning, this game specifically, so I'm glad this is the one you picked. I think it's going to be really interesting. I'm interested to see what kind of protection Aaron Rodgers has. I think we still have a hometown connection on the offensive line, don't we?
Morgan Moses, Big Mo from Chesterfield.
Yeah, and then isn't the kid from Highland Springs that went to Louisville still on their offensive line as well? He might have moved as a free agent. I'm not sure, but
Mekhi Becton moved to the Eagles as a free agent. Okay. They also had Dwayne Brown for a minute, who's a Hermitage kid.
He
is still there. All right, Dwayne Brown is still there. He's a Hokie too. So we got all sorts. And Tyrod Taylor, of course, who's a Hokie, is the backup quarterback when Aaron Rodgers inevitably gets hurt. So we got a lot of local ties.
Well, with that said, I mean, I just really think it's going to be interesting. I decided on the Peloton that I was going to take the Jets. I think that they have some pretty good playmakers. That wide receiver is really popular on the fantasy boards. What's his name? Will Wilson, right? Is it Garrett Wilson?
Yes.
So I know a couple of my buddies were fighting over him. I don't know if he's any good or not. So I'm going to take the Jets in that game. I for some reason, I just kind of feel like the Niners are going to come out flat. Trent just got – did he sign? Yeah. I think he just
Trent
signed,
Williams
right?
and Brandon Ayuk both got paid, but very recently. Christian McCaffrey, questionable. He was banged up in training. Yeah, there's a lot of question marks there.
I mean, you mentioned the hangover of the Bills. I would say to you that the Niners might have a hangover, and I just think the Jets have so much build-up – pent-up emotion over the last, year. Last year was just kind of a bust from the first play. They were thrown into turmoil. I think they have a lot of positivity going. They were the Hard Knocks team. There's just a lot of things going on for them, and I'm going to take them. I don't know, MP, that I believe enough to say that they're going to win the game, but I'm loving you giving me the 6.5 points, and I'll take them.
Sold. Parney Time, the podcast. Download it where you get your podcast. But more importantly today, get out to the Diamond. Beautiful night. 5 o'clock groundbreaking. 6:30 game. You nailed it. You get one of these once in a generation. Tonight's the night.
Yeah, I was on a call earlier where my friend Jason Bitsoff, who's helping us on some stuff, said to our staff, "Do me a favor, guys. Just all of you that have worked so hard for this. Just stop for a second and smell it and look at it and remember it." And I would suggest to your listeners and the people that are coming to the game, our fans, just to take a moment and think about it. Next year when we have opening day at the Diamond, guess what that is? That's the last opening day at the Diamond. So today signifies the fact that we're going to start doing a whole bunch of lasts, so we can get to a whole bunch of firsts, and I think that's pretty cool.
I love it. Thank you, Parney. See you tonight. This is going to be a ton of fun. Parney time, everybody.
Hey, make sure you tell everybody at the house that you might be going to Parney's Pub after the game tonight, so it might be a late one for you, MP.
Giddy up. Looking forward to it. See you there. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. It's a Friday. It's a football Friday. First one of the year fired up for that. We'll do our Football Monday recap on Monday. By the way, also launch day for a little website I like to call the Richmonders, so we'll be bragging about that on Monday as well. Parney invited me to Parney's Pub tonight. I'm hanging out with the web developers tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. Yeah.
They're night owls?
Putting the final touches on this. I'm envisioning, like, in movies when they show the hackers, right? And they, like, have 9 screens in front of them. They're
no
all
windows.
Black and green for no reason.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Good luck.
They do their best work from 9 to 11, I guess. I don't know. I'm glad they're there, and I want to be friends with them. So Awad's over at River City Roll. We'll check in with him in a minute. Last year, Awad ran the Survivor Pool. He's bringing it back this year in light of... obviously, my enormous success last year. I think I flamed out in week one. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to enter the Survivor Pool again. I'm a team player. I'm an Odyssey guy. But I'm also going to enter Hazel in the Survivor Pool. But you got to pick a different team than me.
Okay.
So that we can have somebody in the Survivor Pool.
Gotcha.
So that's the condition here. We can't both lose week one. That would be humiliating. Now, I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals. I do actually feel good about this. So fade the Bengals, obviously. Anytime I feel good about something, that's fade the Bengals. Parney likes the Bills against the Cardinals. I don't like the Bills against the Cardinals, but if you want to ride with Parney, he's Parney. He made a whole baseball stadium happen.
Oh.
I wouldn't blame you. I also think the Saints and the Panthers is potentially intriguing. With the Saints, the Panthers are kind of a consensus bad team. Dolphins, Jaguars. The Dolphins are really good, but I think the Jaguars are as well. There aren't a ton of layup games here on the board. It pains me to say this. Tampa against the Commanders may actually be a pretty trendy national pick. You know, you got a veteran team at home against a rookie quarterback. And then Monday Night Football, as referenced, 49ers-Jets. Niners are the better team. I'm not picking against Aaron Rodgers in primetime in the screw you, I'm back game.
I mean, he got that experimental surgery.
Before he gets hurt, I think he might be a force here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the board.
Okay.
Anything standing out to you here?
To be honest, I'm leaning Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I landed on that.
Okay, so you were Saints before we even...
Panthers. I mean, not to bully the Panthers, but that's who I looked for first.
Zach McHugh, if you're listening, we're not, you know, having a laugh at your team's expense. We're just pointing out the facts. They're terrible.
I'm sorry to say it.
Sorry to say it, but they're a terrible team. All right, Saints... And I'm locked in with the Bengals.
Okay.
And we're going to see if we can participate in this for three entire weeks.
That's the goal? Boom.
I don't need to win. I can't win. I've never won one of these things. But it was embarrassing last year.
Week one is bad.
Right.
MP team can do better.
Well, I don't know if MP can do better, but I'm hopeful MP team can do better. And you know, if we can round up like an intern or something to get a third entry, that might be good insurance here.
Bring Olivia back in here.
Start playing this. Yeah, I'd like an entry on behalf of Olivia.
Uh-huh.
She does love the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Yeah. But has switched to the Kansas City Chiefs in light of very obvious girl reasons. Yeah. They're doing their fantasy football draft tomorrow. The kids have a league for the first time this year.
Ooh.
I think Travis Kelce goes 1-1.
He's got to.
I think if you want Travis Kelce, I think you got to draw the number one out of the hat in that league.
Yeah, no way.
A lot of people are going to be...
I have Kelce in our league.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
All right. He had a couple catches last night. I don't think he was on the board for a lot last night.
You know, I picked him more for the energy that he brings to the team than...
I think you want good vibes. A good team starts with good vibes. You can't underrate chemistry. It's very important. Lamar Jackson is going to be talked about today off of last night's game. And I get why. The chips were down. He missed a couple throws. I don't get why in the sense that he was clearly the only good thing the Ravens had going for them all night. Here's Lamar after the game on his outing.
I thought it was a touchdown, though. Man, he was just open. And I seen 32 and 20 was, like, turning to, like, pursue him when he realized where the ball was going. So I threw it so he can, like, make a play on it. Just so I don't throw it like a line drive to hit him in the face mask and he turn around and pick the ball. So I gave him the ball so he can jump a little bit. But I thought he did a great job, acrobatic catch, and I believe it was 2 feet in.
Yeah, that was the final play, the toenail, right, that determined the game. If you saw that game without Lamar Jackson's the reason they didn't win, I'd like to trade with you in fantasy football because I'll take 58 minutes of very stellar Lamar Jackson play, and he missed a couple throws, had opportunities to win. That's how it goes in Kansas City. There's a lot of teams that are going to do that against the Chiefs. I still take him in front of just about everybody. Not named Patrick Mahomes, because Mahomes is pretty dang good at what he does, and he demonstrated that again last night. If you want to beat the Chiefs, you got to be perfect. You got to get after it. So Mahomes, he had his thoughts on the final play as well. This is the Isaiah Likely touchdown.
Definitely nerve-wracking. I mean, because it looked good from my angle on the sideline. But then the first view you saw, you could see the cleat. So that's a great football team, and I'm sure we'll see him again at some point in the playoffs. So now we're happy with the win now, and he's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
Should have worn white cleats. I do love the thought of if he's wearing them, if it's like, can't tell where the shoe ends and the line begins. He's got chalk-colored shoes. What can you do? Guess you just have to give him the touchdown. Yeah, that's famously how football works, of course.
Where's the line, Bob?
Well, we wear a black shoe. We know where the line is.
You wear a white shoe.
Nobody knows where the line is.
Line's gone.
Denny Hamlin's out here. We can't find the line.
Touchdown.
Isaiah Likely looked great at tight end for the Ravens. And look, wouldn't be a season opener without a little smack talk. Let's do it.
This is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. So if this is the best that they got, I mean, good luck in the postseason.
Good luck in the postseason if that's the best you got. I think that is the best they've got. I think it's pretty good, too. I think they're the back-to-back defending champs for a reason. I understand the confidence. I think the Ravens will be a good team this year. It's wild to think that as we start an NFL season, and NFL seasons are always unpredictable, if the Chiefs stay healthy, there's a pretty good chance they walk away with the title. They're that good. They're that dominant. And, I mean, just a fantastic opening showing for them. Have speed now with Xavier Worthy. Made the right upgrades. It's not just Andy Reid. That whole operation works at a very high level. And, of course, you got Patrick Mahomes. Things work out pretty well for him. We move on now. Football Sunday coming up. A reminder, we got the triple header on the Odyssey Networks tonight. 11:40's got the game in Brazil. Eagles-Packers. Y'all know I'm fired up for this one. I think there's a really good matchup. A lot of storylines. A lot of ways this could go. Hopefully, a good game, and they're not just playing it safe because they're down there in Brazil and it's an unknown in the field and all those things. I remember when we went to London for the first game, one of the first games in London, they were complaining they had cut the grass on the field too short because that's how they like it for British soccer. And the NFL players like a little longer grass. And so you had all these little things that add up. They're like, we don't like this field. You never know what you're going to come across. I don't even know if it's a field or turf down there in Brazil. We'll see what happens. I think it'll be a fun game. 96-1 will have Gary Hess coach Chris. Battle of Chester, game of the night. LC Bird and Thomas Dale. Stubb will be out there, I think. Stubb, you out there? Yeah, Stubb will be out there. Ton of fun. Battle of Chester is always a great one. And right here, we'll have Flying Squirrels baseball. You got three more chances to catch them this season. Big night tonight as they celebrate the new ballpark. So lots of football all weekend. We'll have the Hokies for you right here. Commanders over on WRVA. It's a big weekend for the local teams. College is taking a step back this weekend. You got Texas, Michigan. That'll be a fun one. Otherwise, mostly uneventful. Looking for a big Hokies win. If that's a competitive game when I'm ready for dinner, that is trouble for the Hokies. Time for a statement win for them, and we'll wash it down with a little UVA Wake Forest as we do on an ACC football Saturday. We're back with Crosstalk. We'll wind this down. We'll go out to River City Roll and watch all the games out there. Great place to be. AWOD's there warming it up for the weekend. We'll chat with him on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.